What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammock, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. Today's episode, y'all, is going to be about why you glow up and have success after a toxic relationship with a narcissistic person. If you're new here to my platform, I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself for 6 years, 6 years strong, y'all, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Well, let's just hop right into it, y'all. Yes, yes, yes. The narcissistic person in your life is holding you back. That's why you see so many life success stories when you get out of a toxic relationship with a narcissistic, toxic-ass person. With a hating ass, narcissistic ass, toxic ass person. Ass. Sound like I'm making a song, right? I know y'all see the I'm Vital shirt. This is from my self-love brand. I love me. I'm Vital. Self-love brand. Link is in the description of every video and podcast. But yes, y'all. Yes. Yep. This is how it goes a lot of times in these toxic relationship spaces.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
They're holding you back. So many people sacrifice your life, your dreams, your success for love, for this toxic person. You sacrifice so much to try to make this person happy, to try to prove to them that you're all in, to try to do all of this stuff, to try to show people, just, hey, look, this is what I have going on right here, right now. I can't deal with this space. I need somebody to help me. They want you to be their ride or die. And when you're riding with a narcissist, you're dying emotionally. You're dying financially. Sometimes you're dying physically because you physically can't recognize yourself. You're dying with your personality. You don't recognize who you are anymore. You die internally, y'all. It's like an inside out. You die from the inside out when you deal with narcissistic people. And that's the space that so many people fall into, y'all. So that's why you sacrifice so much to be in these relationships. You sacrifice friends. You sacrifice family members sometimes. You sacrifice relationships and business opportunities. You sacrifice jobs. You sacrifice so goddamn much for these toxic relationships. You sacrifice the happiness of yourself. You sacrifice your own happiness, y'all, for this narcissistic person because you're convinced that they're the one. So when you get into these relationships, y'all, it's literally like when you get into a relationship with a narcissist, right? It's like you're boarding a ship. Let's call this, it's not even the Titanic. This is the narcissist Voyager, right? So you're hopping on the Voyager, the toxic Voyager. Toxic Voyager, there you go. Toxic Voyager, there you go. There it is. I knew it was going to come to me. Sometimes I just got to talk. So you're hopping on the toxic Voyager, right, with this narcissistic person. You see what I'm saying? So you're hopping on here, and you're hopping off your own ship. You are on your own ship in the lake of success, right? In the lake of chasing your goals and dreams. But that narcissistic person convinces you, say, hey, look, if you want to be with me, if you want to have this chance at loving me, because I love bombed you, if you want to experience real love, you need to hop off of your ship and hop onto mine. So many people leave your own ship of safety, comfort, and success to support that narcissist on their ship. And they take you away from the lake of success into the lake of toxicity. And they drop anchor. They drop anchor in the lake of toxicity. So you don't go anywhere. Your life stops moving. You have a standstill. You have an emotional standstill, a financial standstill. Whatever standstill you have in your life, it's like your life stops right here and right now, right? You're in this lake of toxicity. You can see the lake of success. You can still see it. You didn't even go that far. You can see it sometimes. You're like, damn, I can see the crystal clear waters over there. The sun is hitting those lakes, but over here it's always cloud cover. There's no reflection. The water murky as hell. I'm scared to get in the water. It's so murky. The water murky as hell. You can't even see in it. Like, I ain't getting there. You don't know what's in there. But that narcissistic person convinces you, hey, there's nothing wrong with that water. They gaslight you about the water. There's nothing wrong with your water. Your eyesight is messed up. I'm in the water all the time. I'm going for a dip right now. They go for a dip in the lake of toxicity every single day. But you don't want to do that, right? So this is why when you finally decide to get your strength, you're like, okay, I'm tired. I'm done being in the lake of toxicity. I cannot thrive here. When you finally decide to take a life raft back to the lake of success, you leave the narcissist behind and you go to clearer waters. There's no cloud cover. There's clear skies, y'all. You they've been holding you back in the lake of toxicity. Now you go back to the lake of success and now you're free. You dropped out of nursing school. You dropped out. You stopped being the personal trainer. You quit going to school to support them. And now you back in it. Now when you've altered this toxic relationship, you get to do all the things that you've been wanting to do. Every single thing you feel like you got held back from, now you get a chance to do right. Now you get this opportunity to pursue these goals and dreams. Now you get to glow up. That's what I was just saying. It's time to boss up. It's time to glow up. This is why. Because you are anchored over there in the sea of toxicity and they refuse to move the ship. They refuse to let you grow. They held you back intentionally. They didn't want you to go back over here. They isolated you away from your friends and family. They took their job away from you. They took their success from you. They sabotaged you the night before a test, before you could get a promotion. They sabotaged you when you were going to school, made you drop out. They sabotaged your life, and now you're out of it. This is why so many times when you get out of these relationships, you realize that narcissistic person, a lot of times they sabotage your life because they wanted you to be bound in the lake of toxicity with them. Because when you feel down, I feel up. When I can push you down, I feel up. Sometimes they would take your head and put it in that damn lake of toxicity and hold it down so you couldn't breathe. They held you down so you couldn't breathe, so your success, your career, everything was going down there to die. It's only when you stop fighting, will they let you up to breathe. So they try to literally drown you, metaphorically drown you in the lake of toxicity. They killed your dreams, right? And then sometimes you get a life raft. Sometimes your friends and them, hey, we're here to help you out. Your friends come over there with a life raft. But sometimes, a lot of times, y'all, you understand that nobody is coming to save you. You got to save yourself. Nobody is coming to save you. There's nobody sending a life raft. Sometimes you got to hop out and swim. And sometimes I understand how scary that can be right there in that space, that you have to hop out and swim. You don't know what's in this water. You don't know. This water almost killed you so many times. You don't know what's in this water. So you get afraid, you hop into this water, and sometimes you have to swim away. Sometimes there's no life raft coming. Nobody's coming to save you, so sometimes you have to save yourself. So sometimes you hop in this water, you don't know what's in there, and you just start swimming. You start kicking and swimming. Just keep swimming. You don't know what's in this water, you just keep swimming. Only thing you can see is the light. You can see the lake of success. You can see it. You can see the lake of freedom. So you keep swimming towards it. And sometimes you get tired and you look back. And it's just easier to go back to the lake of toxicity, go back to this ship that's bound in the lake of toxicity. Sometimes it's easier to go back to the narcissist, right? Because they exhaust you. They make it harder. They're running circles. They're taking their ship and running circles around you like a damn shark. The narcissistic sharks are swimming in the water around you. So now you're scared to swim. Like, I'm swimming back. The flying monkey sharks are in the water circling you. And so you swim back to the ship. Now you're back in the toxicity again. Just keep swimming. That's what I tell people. Like, this is like a kid's movie. Y'all watch Finding Nemo. Y'all watch Finding Dory. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Sometimes you just got to keep swimming. When your arms are getting ready to give out, when you feel like you're giving up on yourself, you feel like you have nothing left to live for, because so many people get into these relationship spaces, y'all feel like you have nothing left to live for. When you feel like you have nothing left to live for, just keep swimming. When you feel like you have nothing left, there could be nothing waiting for you in that lake of success, just keep swimming. When you feel like you don't have any more power, any more strength, you don't have any more will to keep going forward, just keep swimming. Because once you keep swimming, you get out of that, you get out of that dark water, you get to that clear water, and you can finally breathe again. It's time to glow. It's time to grow, and it's time to glow. And that's why I want y'all. I don't think y'all understand how bad I want y'all to win. I'm rooting for y'all. I'll be rooting for y'all more than y'all be rooting for yourself sometimes. I know I do. I know that's how it goes. Like, damn, Lee, you rooting for us more than we root for ourselves. I want y'all to win. I just do. Just keep swimming. Get a community. Sometimes y'all get a community, y'all swim together. That's what community, like, that's what I, like damn, dolphins. Dolphins had little pods and little schools, little school of dolphins. They swim together. Y'all some little empathetic, codependent dolphins in a little school together, swimming together. In a little group, swimming together. In the community, helping each other heal, swimming together. When this person gets tired, you grab them by the little dolphin fin, and you swim with them. These narcissistic people, y'all, are trying to sabotage you. A lot of them don't care if you win. A lot of them don't care if you live or die. A lot of them want to drain you until you just feel like you don't even want to get in the water and try to swim away. You think it's easier to just sit on this boat, y'all. Life is not easier on this boat when it's anchored in a lake of toxicity where your dreams go to die. This lake kills everything that touches it except for you, because you're a thriver. Because you thrive so far, you thrive this much, why stop thriving now? You're vital. That's what the shirt said. I specifically wore this shirt. You're vital. Just keep swimming. You have to, y'all. Root for you. You got to keep swimming for yourself. You have nothing else to swim for, y'all. Your success is waiting for you over there. That's why you see so many people, when they get out of toxic relationships, they go back to school. They start working out. They start eating better. They start living better. Yeah, sometimes that narcissistic person, you know, sometimes you got to swim with your kids. Sometimes you got to hop in this lake and swim with your kids. Your kids swimming too, y'all. Some people don't want to swim with their kids. Some people want to stay. It's like, look, it's easy if I stay. Everybody's situation is different. Sometimes when you swim away, some of these narcissistic people get extremely dangerous. They get extremely toxic and they try to hurt you and harm you. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming, y'all. I know sometimes you get in these relationships 10, 20, 30, 40 years. I know a woman in a relationship for 40 years, y'all. She just hopped off the boat and swam away. And her swimming away, with her getting a restraining order, kicking her toxic, narcissistic husband ass out the house, he had to go live with his brother, and she's thriving. Like, she struggles right now. She knows sometimes she's treading water in the lake of success, and she's struggling to keep her head above water. But you know what? She fights through it, takes a deep breath, and keeps swimming. She just keeps swimming. Shout out Miss Margaret. Y'all heard, she's still swimming, y'all. She's still swimming. Jessica, I want y'all to win. Y'all got chill bones. Y'all see my chill bones. I get chill bones when I tell y'all success stories. I love it. I love when y'all win, y'all. I love when y'all win. I promise I do. You know what I mean? Just keep swimming, y'all. When you get out of these relationships, y'all, they're no longer holding you back. They want to hold you down. They're like, you like a hot air balloon. They want to keep you grounded because they're full of hot air. You're full of helium. When they know if they let you go, you going up. You going to float up. They don't want to let you go. They want to lose you like a little helium balloon, y'all. Whew. Be with y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I'm super thankful for y'all. I'm super grateful. Make sure y'all like and subscribe for more Waving the Red Flag show this week. Love bombing. Our topic is love bombing. If you want to be on the show, send an email to wavingtheredflagshow@gmail.com and tell us your love bombing story. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. Just keep swimming. Mental Hennessy is out. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button so you don't miss any uploads. Turn on that notification bell as well. Thank you so much. See you later.